On this final pre-Christmas Sunday, I can't think of a better theme to focus on than this: do not fear. This is a strong and unmistakable message in the original Christmas miracle story, and we've looked at so far Mary and Joseph, and today, briefly, at the shepherds. I'm sure you're aware that in our culture, there are so many that are paralyzed by fear. So many things, I mean, relational, economic, family, health, on and on it goes. But I believe much deeper than that, there's a foundational fear that many try to bury beneath the surface, possibly. But I think it is a fear about where they stand with Almighty God and where they're going to spend eternity. Many within the sound of my voice don't feel like God is near. But I have good news. The good news is, if we've heard, you keep coming back because something keeps drawing you back. But I want to clarify, it's not something, it's someone keeps drawing you back. So for a few minutes together, let's dive back into the original Christmas story in Luke 2, a bit of it. I'm going to read it in its entirety toward the close of service, but I'll be referring to passages. I just love it. I love it. Verse 8. Picks up the shepherd story. Really, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And then it goes on, the angel said unto them, do not be afraid. So I just want you to think for a moment about shepherds. You can do your own research easily on them, but in that culture, they certainly weren't high society, to say the least. In fact, they were on the lowest rung of the social ladder, and they were despised and people to be avoided. So they must have been doubly shocked, literally stunned, when the angel and then the angels filled the night sky as they watched their flock, because they must have felt alone. They must have felt a great distance from God. I could imagine that they must have felt things like that they were unworthy, or they were inadequate, or they were unloved and unlovable. The blessing season in general, and Christmas in particular, is a magnifier. It can be, as someone wrote long ago, the best of times and the worst of times. The extremes of life are apparent. They increase. Today you may be feeling a lack of peace, or you may be hurting or carrying a deep burden. You may be feeling overwhelmed by life circumstances, and they're real. And if that's the case, the first step, as we've been bearing down the last several weeks, is this. The first step is letting God love you. Bearing out 1 John 4:19 that says, we love him because, or only because, he first loved us. Some of you have allowed a label to stick to you, and it's too, T-O-O, but too bad, for example. And you may be thinking, Pastor, if you only knew, God could not possibly love me because of whatever. You may be carrying pain or shame of private sin and or addiction or whatever. It may be recent, or it could be something that took place long ago. You may feel embarrassed or humiliated. Deep down, you're feeling like you let God and people who love you down. You might be smiling on the outside, but there are tears on the inside. Wherever you find yourself today, there is still good Christmas news for all people, as the scriptures say. God still loves you. Exclamation point. Luke 2:11 states it, for unto you. Could you personalize it? You need to say, unto me, unto us. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There is a Savior. And when you accept his love and goodness and get to know him and follow him, your life will be turned right side up. It will move in a new direction. Your life will be forever changing. At Worcester Naz, we like to call that living transformed. It bears out the scripture in John 3:16 that says, for God so loved the world, that means you and me, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Further good news, verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world or condemn you, but that the world, that you might be saved through him. Wow. So if you're unsure, if you're standing with God and not sure where you're going to spend eternity, I want to tell you on the authority of God's word that you can be right with God. We don't have to look very far, but we can look to Romans chapter 3 for just a couple quick hitters here. And the first of all is this. In verse 20a, it says, "For no one can be made right with God by doing what the law commands." Some of you are about worn out because you've been trying to do, and it's not enough. No matter how religious you claim to be, you'll never be able to forgive your own sin or fix yourself or live up to God's standard. You can never be made right with God by doing anything. Do you understand that? It's all God's doing. The second is this from Romans 3, that this shows that we really need a Savior. Do you know that you need a Savior? We all need saved. Romans 3:20b, the law simply shows us how sinful we are. I mean, it's like a mirror. We get a glimpse of who we really are in God's sight, but that's still good news because we all need a reality check. Trying harder isn't the answer. None of us have even kept the Ten Commandments successfully in our lives. This helps us see our sin is against a holy God. So since we can never be good enough, hear me, we need the help of someone who is. Unto you a Savior is born. The truth is this, that if we don't recognize and admit our sinfulness, we won't ever see our need for the Savior. So we might as well skip Christmas if that's the case. The third thing is this, faith alone. Romans 3:22, "For we are made right with God," it's possible, "by placing our faith in Jesus Christ." That's it. That's not a brand, that's a Bible thing. And this is true for everyone who believes, to all people, as we read, no matter who we are. We have a choice, but the only way to have a life-changing relationship with God is to place your faith in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. That's it. This is the good news of Christmas, if you will. This is the answer to feelings of unworthiness, inadequacy, and being unloved, and especially unlovable. That's a big one. God stepped out and came to this earth to be one of us. Jesus was born of a virgin. He did not inherit the sin nature. He was born without sin. He lived a perfect life without sin. God sent the angel to the lowly shepherds to deliver the greatest news ever. Then he sent them out to declare it. Verse 16 of Luke 2. "And they came with haste," the shepherds did, "and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." Here's the key, 17. "And when they had seen it," they put feet to what they've seen. "When they experienced it, they made known abroad the saying that was told them concerning the child." Could I say this as the team comes? Christianity is not religion. It's relationship because of a Savior. A relationship with a living God. Religion is really me focused on what I can do, but relationship is about Jesus, what he has done. God sent angels to the lowly shepherds so everyone would know this. Another way of saying what I said earlier, no one is out of God's reach, and that includes you. Nothing in any life, including yours, is too great for God's grace. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. There's no too anything for God, as I often say. And so we can know that we don't have to fear where we stand with God. We can be right with him. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. I love that phrase, don't you? The Lord is come. Not like in the distant past, but is come. Present tense active. As we transition towards communion, I want us to share a responsive reading together. It'll appear on the screen, and I'll say the leader part and you respond. And then at the end, I'll ask that we all respond and pray this prayer together. Could we have that on the screen, please? Here we go. From your heart, okay? And say it with gusto. Say it out. Let's be loud. Today, if fear has kept you distant from God,
we come to Him just as we are.
If you feel unworthy, overwhelmed, or far away,
we receive God's love and grace.
If you're tired of trying to earn acceptance,
we place our faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Jesus was born for all people.
That includes me.
God sent His Son not to condemn,
but to save and restore.
Today, we turn from fear and toward faith.
We trust the Savior who has come.
If you are ready to receive Christ, we respond.
We say yes to Jesus.
All together as a prayer. Lord Jesus, I turn from fear and place my trust in you. I receive your forgiveness, your love, and your life. Thank you for coming for me. I will not fear. And everyone said,
Amen.